Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. And I'm welcomed by my first guest of my break for 2 weeks. I'm back and I got to get straight on. It's 12 of the show, Kaylee.
Hiya.
Hello, Kaylee.
Hi.
I got your name right when we went on air.
Yes.
After saying it wrong for most of the afternoon.
Yeah.
She got
it right though, so.
She got it nice and early. And I just kept calling her something else. But Kaylee Ramjam.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Sunday Lunch. Now, you're a singer-songwriter from Reading.
Yes.
Welcome to Brentwood in Essex. Have you been here before?
I haven't, no.
It's where we film The Only Way is Essex.
Yeah.
Towie. Did you watch it?
No, I did watch Joey Essex when he was in the jungle, though.
Oh, yeah, because he...
Loved him.
Yeah, he's right, he's a nice fellow. I met him quite a few times. And he has a shop in Brentwood.
Does he?
Yes, so on a Sunday, like days like today, because it's a Sunday, you drive into town and they'll be doing, like, Towie tours. Because they've got quite a few of the, especially the older school people on the show, have all got shops, and they go around there. And a lot of girls who come down for when they're getting married, what is it, hen night?
Oh, yeah.
They all got their things on, and they're walking around on a Sunday, and all taking photos in the shop. And this is a Joey Essex show. Yeah, quite bizarre, really.
Yeah.
So, right, let's get to the music. You're in a band as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I perform with the band, mostly.
Does the band have a name, or does it just go under...
Well,
so I was trying to look it up on the internet. It's Kaylee Ramjam Music online, isn't it?
Yeah, on Facebook. Yeah, we do kind of just go by Kaylee Ramjam. We have been trying to find a band name collectively, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah, you can't even break it down. K Ram K, Lee Ram. No, it doesn't. You'd have to just make something up completely new.
The favourite at the moment is Kaylee and the Ramjams, but. They're not Ramjams.
No, Ramjams would be the people that follow you. Your fans would be called Ram fans.
Yeah, Ram fans. That's a good one. I've never heard that one before.
Now, you've got quite a few people in the band. I mean, apart from yourself, who's doing vocals.
Yeah.
You've got Josh, saxophone, Jamie, trumpet, Josh Pike, guitar. You managed to get Sam Smith, when he's not famous, on second guitar. Is that Sian?
Shan. Yeah.
Unwin on bass and Adam on drums. So it's a big lineup. So fantastic sound.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us. Yeah, it's good.
What type of music? Tell us about your type of music. What would you say is your musical genre?
Like pop soul sort of stuff. We've got I'm working on an album at the moment, and there's a reggae track on there. It's actually on SoundCloud. It's called Lying Eyes.
Listen to it on SoundCloud.
Yeah, pop soul sort of stuff. It's what we do.
So tell us about your musical journey, because you're quite young. Well, don't have to tell us how old you are, but you're quite young to be getting into this industry. It's quite hard. What made you want to, think, oh, you woke up and I want to be a musician?
I've always wanted to be a musician, to be honest. I did a lot of musical theatre, actually, growing up. And when I started sixth form and did my A-levels, I decided I wanted to just do music, really, pop music. So I applied to go to the University of Southampton because they have a great jazz and pop course, and I loved it. Met all my band members there, and I've just been going from there, really.
Obviously, you play, obviously, we're on radio, so people can't see, but at the moment, you're sitting in front of a set of keyboards, so you learned to play the keyboard. Is that from a young age? Who pushed you into that?
Yes, I learned to play the piano before I started singing, actually. I did classical piano, which I didn't really like very much, but
Well, you have to start classical, don't you?
Exactly. So when I don't play with a band... or it's like quieter venues, I'll play by myself on the piano. But
do you still play a bit of classical?
No, I.
What did they say? What did you do? If he was doing, he had to do set pieces, I suppose. Was it?
Yeah.
What would you do for that?
Like, I don't know, like the ones that you all know, like Mozart and.
Can you do a cut keys? Go on, but there's a keyboard on. Let's try.
No, I can't play classical piano. I honestly I can't even play Fair Elise anymore.
You play Frère Jacques.
What's
the one I used to play? Did it in ding ding did it ding.
Oh, Chinese chopsticks.
Yeah, oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew it even had a name. I thought it was just everyone just played it.
It's just the one that everyone plays.
Oh, bizarre. Now, so what type of, obviously you're a young girl, so your music's going to be young. What type of music do you listen to when you're, you know, like you're driving here today? What did you put on?
I'm quite into, like, pop and soul, so I like Joss Stone. But I'm also really into, like, indie bands like Foals. I'm going to see Foo Fighters tonight, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, with Royal Blood, who I'm really looking forward to.
Yep.
I listen to a bit of everything, really. I'm quite an album girl, so I'll just listen to albums. And I'm really bad with song names, because I normally just put on an album, I'm like, oh, that's a good song. And everyone's like, oh, do you like this song? And I'm like, I don't know which one that is, because I just listen to the whole album and don't really pay attention to the names. But yeah, like indie stuff. I like Alicia Keys. I don't know.
Fantastic. Well, let's get a song on. You're going to do a track for us live in the studio, which we're looking forward to.
Yes.
Tell us about your first track and what it's called and what it's about.
This track is called Demons. It's one that's quite close to my heart, because especially in this industry, and I think with a lot of young girls and a lot of girls younger than me, it's very hard to think of yourself as beautiful and really have a lot of self-esteem, and it's something I think a lot of girls struggle with. And so this is just about reminding yourself that you need to love yourself and you should just feel beautiful, really.
Okay, fantastic. Take us away when you're ready.
Going to
learn to love. You learn to love you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And you, I mean, no reverb on the desk at all. So just goes to show how good you are live, just straight off the cuff like that.
Thank you.
Blew me away. Mm. Right, I'm going to have a couple of adverts to recover from that, and we'll be straight back.
Inns at the beaches. Call in and see how life could change for you. Regular seminars for care fee planning, social get-togethers and lunch clubs. Visit us to see how your life could change for the better. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood. Visit signaturecarehomes.co.uk for more information.
Affinity Legal Group is one of the leading will writers in the United Kingdom, with over 100 years of collective experience. We specialise in will drafting, trusts, estate planning and probate, with our network of specialist advisors giving you the best service available. Even if you already have a will, changes in your circumstances or the law could mean that you need to have it checked and updated. Contact us on 01245 850000 or visit our website www.affinity-wills.co.uk to find out more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Let's have a quick look at the Events Guide. And this one just jumped up on me. It literally is knocking on my glasses. Sunday, 13th of September, from 7 o'clock, concert time, Essex Chamber Orchestra. It's at the Anglo-European School, Willow Green in Ingatestone. A programme of favourites from... Now I have to make sure I read them out, because Kaylee was saying that she'd done a bit of classical earlier on. But so here we go. Walton. Ravel, I thought that was like a chocolate, but there you go, Ravel, Brahms and Martinu. So that, are they famous people? I don't know. There you go. That's obviously classical. The orchestra will be led by Susan Lowes and conducted by Colin Tuchin. Cost is £10. Concessions, £8. Under 16s, only a quid. You find all the details on the website. Here are the rest of our details.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Your favourite Essex boy. Do you like that jingle? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
I am the favourite Essex boy. I sound a bit Essexy, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
I was very Essex. No, I mean, you just can't take it out of me. Even when I go out somewhere posh, someone's just, you try and be posh and you go, and you say, and they go, yeah, and you ask the question, you go, yeah, innit? I mean, yeah, absolutely, Squire. Right, let's talk about EPs. I know you've been doing, before we talk about EPs, you're doing a monster recording thing and writing thing at the moment, aren't you, in this month?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I'm working on an album at the moment and I've been writing, and I was originally going to release an EP, but I just started writing more and more songs and it just kind of got too many to be an EP.
That's good though, isn't it?
To be honest, yeah.
Two albums, three albums.
Yeah. So yeah, we're all getting in the studio at the end of the month, and we're going to all record it together, and hopefully it'll be done by the end of the year.
Have you got, is this your first EP, by the way? Have you got yes. done any, so it'll be first EP or yeah. album that you've yeah. done, so, and you're going to need to think of a name.
I know.
An album
know.
Cover.
I'm not very good at thinking of names.
You haven't got a name for the band probably yet.
I mean, I know, it's awful, isn't it? I'm so bad at making decisions. I had business cards and I was messaging the band, messaging everyone I knew, like, should we use this picture? Should I use this picture? What should we put on the business card? I'm so bad at making decisions, so that's going to be difficult.
Now, I know you've been busy doing lots of open mics as well, because I not stalked you, but yeah. I do have a little bit of research on. You think, where's he getting all this information from? He's following me on Twitter and everything. I only just met him. Yeah, I looked at quite a few of the things on SoundCloud, and you've also got some YouTube videos as well, or yeah. some of the live gigs, which are fantastic, by the way. Do you enjoy the video side? Are you looking at doing, you know, more professional versions and things like that?
Of videos? Mm. Yeah, maybe. I would like to do it. I'm I don't know if I'd be very good on camera, to be honest. I'd be a bit embarrassed.
We'll find out later. I've done a little bit of filming.
Oh, gosh, I know. It's right in front of me. Yeah, maybe. I think when it's live, you just kind of, you play the gig and you don't really notice that the camera's there.
No. The place you're doing quite a bit, I notice, is it Cafe 1001? Is it?
Yeah. Well, there's a funny story about that one. We were supposed to play a gig there on Tuesday, mm-hmm. the whole band.
Oh, I heard did it get cancelled?
Well, it didn't get cancelled.
None of the band turned up? Sorry.
I
just answered the questions myself, you know, I'm terrible, aren't I? Yeah.
My trumpeter was there, Jamie. Love you, Jamie. He was there. But the rest of us were stuck on the M3. A 1 hour journey took us 4 hours.
I know, it happens though, doesn't it?
I know, and we were still there the time that we were supposed to go on, and I just rang the organiser and he was really nice, and I just said, I'm really sorry, we don't think we're gonna make it. We've moved about a centimetre in the past half an hour. So
that means Jamie Wall, who plays the trumpet, was stuck there. Was he trying to just keep the crowd going with some tunes?
I told him to just take the slot. He plays the guitar as well, so you could have just...
not easy at the same time, though, is it?
No, guitar and
someone
trumpet.
Someone have to hold the trumpet and go...
You could do both.
Yeah.
But yeah, bless him.
So all the band was in one car, and he was the only one that went on his own.
Well,
bless him.
All of us, we're kind of based in Southampton. I'm from Reading, but all the band are based in Southampton. So we were driving up from Southampton, but Jamie was at his parents in Watford, so he'd kind of come from the opposite direction, so he was there waiting for us.
Let's do another song, because I so enjoyed the first one. Tell us about your second song and a little bit about it.
The second song is called Young Love. I wrote it about my cousin, actually. Got married years and years ago, but she's been with her husband since she was 14 years old. And I always see, and they've got two little babies, and I always see like their photos on Instagram, and they just look so in love, and they look like they just have so much fun. Like,
I hope so, if they're married.
Yeah, I know. But you'll hear the song and you'll know what I mean.
Take it away, you're ready.
But
inside. You've been there my whole life. Even now you call me your wife. It feels like young love, always young love to me.
I leant over to the camera off, then I thought, ah, there's going to be a moment's silence, so I just made that bit out. That was clapping of hands. I'll do the real thing now. Yeah, enjoy the song. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Tell us about the song liking, because obviously you sang earlier on that you write oldie songs.
Yeah.
Talk us through how that works, because I always like to ask the question, being a non-songwriter.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm... playing with my son Aaron, and we kind of make up songs, like driving along, and I'll just make something up. I think, oh yeah, that's quite good, that's really good. And I'll get home and I think, oh,
hit record,
god, I've thought of a really good song, and it goes like, I forgot it.
Yeah, that is always weird. I quite often do that. Really weird. I'll have a dream that I've written the most amazing song, and I'll wake up and be like, oh, I wrote a really good song, and I'll be like, actually I can't remember what it was.
So what do you do? Start with the lyrics first, or do you go? Do you got keyboards? Do you write a melody? Put lyrics to it. Lyrics first, and do you, when you're writing a song? I know you've kind of part answered it, because in your last song, but do you draw on things that have happened to you and people around you?
Yeah, it varies a bit. I always the songs, like meaning and the lyrics, always come from something's happened to me, or something that I've seen, or happened to a friend or a family member. But in terms of the way I write, it tends to vary. Sometimes I'll think of a good lyric, or sometimes I'll be playing the piano, think of a nice chord sequence, or I'll just be singing a melody in my head. And yeah, there's no real formula. In fact, when I sit down and I go, oh, I'm going to write a song today, it normally doesn't really happen, or it turns out to be a bit rubbish. The best songs kind of happen when you're just doing nothing, or you're in the middle of something completely different, and you go, oh, that sounds good, I'm gonna write a song about that. So no really real formula.
No, you just kind of just do it as you go along, which is, it's quite a gift to be able to sit there and just write a song. I had a guest in about a year or so ago, and he wrote a song on the way to the studio, and he sat down with his guitar, and he had a couple of scribbles on his pad, and just started singing his song. I said, oh, that's a good song. And he goes, yeah, I wrote that on the way in.
I
went, well, that just makes it so much better. I'm just got really jealous.
Yeah. I once had a friend, I was singing for him at a gig, and we used to do a lot of stuff together, and he wrote the lyrics to one of his songs in the car journey on the way to the gig while he was driving.
Yeah, that's amazing. And of course, years later, if you become famous, those lyrics will go for
trillions
of pounds. Well, they'll probably over-exaggerate, but they're a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, right, I'm going to do the traffic control quickly, and then we'll be right back and find out a little bit more about you.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
I'm glad to say some of the traffic is eased off, especially towards the M25. I'm looking at the cameras now, and it's looking a lot better than it was earlier on. I would say if you're heading towards Lakeside, journey time now is probably around about 20 minutes from here. Probably because it's shutting slightly earlier today, which means most people have been there and done it, so to speak. Roadworks in Brentwood, only minor. You've got Kings Road, Brentwood, A128 Ongar Road in Brentwood, and also down here near the Bentley on the end of Straight Mile, you've got traffic lights there. That's at the Crow Green Road, Coxley Green Junction. Underground, there's been quite a few disruptions today, mostly due to the ongoing engineering works on a Sunday, and trains not stopping at Central Line, Top Record Road. Central Line between North Acton and Holborn, disruption there. No service on the District Line between Earls Court and Wimbledon due to engineering works. Northern Line, now Underground Station is closed there on the Northern Line at Tufnell Park. That's due to lift replacement works. Piccadilly Line, station exit only at Covent Garden due to the works, and also trains not stopping on Piccadilly Line at westbound at Covent Garden due to the works also. DLR's reporting good service. Overground is looking like this. No service on London Overground between New Cross Gate and Crystal Palace, and between New Cross Gate and West Croydon due to today's engineering works. That's your traffic travel at 13:32. You're up to date on 98.
The Beaches, Last few remaining apartments available with your own private patio. Call in and find out more. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I always like to mime that jingle.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I thought loved it.
Looked like I was actually saying it, didn't it? Yeah. Live on air. If you could work with someone famous, just pull someone up from who would you go? I know. I did say I put you on the spot, didn't I?
I know.
I should have warned you before I'd done
I
the break.
I know. I wish
but
you
I didn't.
Should have told me.
So past or present, dead or alive?
I don't.
Who would you work with? You said Alicia Keys earlier on.
This is really difficult. Yeah, Alicia Keys. I really love Joss Stone. I don't know. I honestly don't know. This is really bad. How many times have I said I don't know in the past 5 seconds?
you got Alicia Keys. Yeah, that was a good one. What about bands? Because you've got Foo Fighters.
Yeah, seeing Foo Fighters tonight. I love Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my favourite bands. In the world. They're good.
Because keyboards, there's not too many women keyboards. I want to say in the pop world.
No, not really. It's Gabrielle Aplin plays the piano a bit, I think.
Yeah, she's got a new song out as well.
Yeah, so I tend to be one of the only when I go to gigs, the only person playing the piano. There's a lot of guitars around.
Yeah. What's your ideal gig? When you go to gigs, go to a gig that's like a pub where everyone's listening up close, or do you prefer it's like the biggest stage or a festival? When the bookings come in, what do you think? Oh yes, I'm looking forward to this one.
It vary really. Festivals are good. We did a festival did Marvelous Festival in July.
I'll see that on Facebook. Yeah,
yeah, it was good. They're good because it's a really like summery vibe and everybody's having a good time and everybody's kind of there to listen to you. And
it would be no good if they weren't there, was it?
Yeah, no one's there. We play to no one.
Just went to a field.
All the time. We have no fans. No, so they're really good. There's a really good like energy. But then again, the smaller gigs at pubs and stuff are really nice and intimate. So yeah, I just like playing, really.
Do you go out always as the band, or do you often go on your own, just your keyboard, sit down and do your own like private gigs, you know?
Yeah,
the band don't know about.
I
got paid a lot of money for that.
Sorry,
didn't take the band.
Yeah, no, I try to gig mostly with the other guys, but sometimes there'll be bookings that are made that want just a piano player, so. So yeah, I would do that. And if it's like if it's some open mics that I do that it's only 10 minute slots, so I don't drag the band down to play with me. But yeah, I love playing with them.
Right, so. We'll do another song. This is your last one of the session. Tell us about your last song and what it's about.
This is called Lost. You can find it on SoundCloud if you follow me. Do you know what? I wrote this one so long ago, I don't even remember what it's about. It's about love. Or falling out of love. With someone. I suppose.
And I hope they're listening.
it's not about you, Matt. He's my current boyfriend, don't worry. It's not about you.
Well, that's why they're awkward on there. Yeah, sorry, Matt.
sorry, yeah. No, I love him, really, don't worry. Okay, it's called Lost.
Take it away.
Why are you still on my mind all the time? My mind knows that my heart's committing a crime. I'm feeling naive, 'cause I know you can't give me what I need. But I don't wanna concede this hold you have over me. I get so lost, daydreaming about us, daydreaming about you, thinking about how we used to be. I get so lost, daydreaming about me, thinking about how I used to see you. Throws tinted eyes, you kept your disguise, hiding all those times that you
mistreated and left me defeated. And now I don't know how I should say it, but why are you still on my mind all the time? My mind knows that my heart's committed a crime. I'm feeling naive, 'cause I know you can't give me what I need. But I don't wanna concede this hold you have over me. Feeling trapped up inside your mind, being in your shoes instead of mine. Why do you come first? Despite that it hurts, I sacrifice my happiness for a moment in your lovingness. And I end up chasing lies through this maze of demise. We've called our relationship like a sinking ship. Every time I tell myself that I should quit, you are still on my mind all the time. My mind knows that my heart's committing a crime. I'm feeling naive, 'cause I know you can't give me what I need. But I don't wanna concede this hold you have over me. I get so lost, daydreaming about us, daydreaming about what we did with so much love in us. I get so lost, daydreaming about us, daydreaming about what we did with so much love in us. Why are you still on my mind all the time? My mind knows that my heart's committed a crime. I'm feeling naive, 'cause I know you can't give me what I need. But I don't wanna concede this hold you have over me.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Well done. Thank you very much. Really good.
Thank you.
Did you like the songs that the songs that you write? I have quite a few people, especially the girls, write about their boyfriends. Is that did you do a lot of that? Is that kind of does that inspire you in a way? Your songs are more personal based than non-personal based.
Yeah, I don't really tend to write songs about my boyfriend, more about ex-boyfriends. I've written one song
Is your boyfriend called Matt?
He is.
Yeah, Matt, you'll know when you're dumped, because you may hear it on a song first.
Yeah. No, I've written one song about him, which is online on YouTube. It's called Pin Down, but that's embarrassing that I just said that on radio. How embarrassing.
Now I'm going to have to go and Google it later. I'm such a stalker.
Yeah.
Matt, sorry about that.
I used to write when I was younger about, you know, heartbreak and all those things. But now I don't really write about love that much anymore.
Oh.
Really?
Well, it's been fantastic having you on. You've got quite a bit of media. Let's quickly run through that, because
yes,
if someone wants to find out more about you, it's not that hard to find. I found you quite easily. Facebook is
Kaylee Ramchand Music.
Twitter is
Kaylee Ramchand
without
the ND at the end.
Yeah, why didn't you put the whole lot on?
Well, there was one social media that my full name didn't fit.
Twitter.
I don't know if it was Twitter or if it might have been Instagram, but there was one social media that my whole name didn't fit. Maybe it was YouTube, and it just stuck.
Should get a name like Tony Smith. Works for me every time, Tony Smith. and if you want to find out about the music, you've got some SoundCloud addresses.
Yes,
but you can just find those through Facebook, can't you?
Just like me on Facebook. They're all on there. And keep an eye out for that album that's coming out.
What's next for you? What's the rest of the year? Have you got plans for the rest of the year? The album out?
Just getting the album out, gigging more. Just doing that, really. Playing,
and
singing.
And lastly, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you during a gig?
Oh, the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me? It wasn't in a gig, but it was when I used to do musical theatre. I was doing a dance with a partner dance, and I was doing this big lift, and I jumped onto this guy and his hand got caught under my leotard.
Yeah, Matt, don't listen to this part. Don't listen.
And so my whole behind was showcased to the theatre, which wasn't too good, but...
but... pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun, yes, yeah.
So musical theatre, what did you do there? Was it a bit of acting as well?
Yeah, I'm not very good.
Can you remember any of the lines now?
No. Oh. I'm really bad at accents as well. I'm so bad. I was never really... Well, musical theatre I still do a bit of, but no, pop and soul are my thing.
Listen, it's been fantastic listening to you and talking to you today. Good luck with your musical career.
Thank you.
If you missed any of the interview and you want to play it back, it'll be on demand from tomorrow at phoenixfm.com. You can head over to the site and you'll find it under the Sunday Lunch Show. And also, I'll be tweeting it out, and it can be retweeted all to your friends as well. And they can follow the link straight back to us at Phoenix FM, and you can listen to it. We've taken a few videos as well, so look out for them. See you soon, and hopefully come back when you've done the album.
Yes.
And talk about us a little bit more and do another live session.
Yes, definitely.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.